I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 195. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your team turn struggles into strengths. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are talking about what we are getting wrong about teens and screen time. And I just want to be real clear. Like, I'm not trying to tell you how to think. I just want to present new possible ways of thinking for you. So one of the questions I ask parents all the time is, hey, do you hate screen time? And most parents tell me that they hate screen time. And lately, I'm also getting really good at saying things that people completely disagree with. And that's okay. And one of the things that I'm going to say that you might disagree with is screen time isn't necessarily bad. And I think in today's world, I have a bad habit of fighting one extreme with another extreme. When I did the series on teens hating school, I kind of, because the mentality is no, school is the only way for teens, I have this bad habit of like going the complete opposite. Like, no, school is a complete waste of time. Our teens don't need school. I'm working on that. I realize that I do that sometimes. I do not believe that school is a complete waste of time. I don't believe that no teen should ever do school. I just don't believe it's right for everyone. And with screens, I have a similar belief that a lot of what we're getting from the media and a lot of what we're getting from the data is one extreme. And I want to be careful this time to not fight one extreme with the other extreme of, hey, well, there should be no limits on screen time. Like, kids should be allowed to be kids. They can have whatever they want. So I'm going to kind of, thread this needle. Like, I'm going to try and kind of stay in the middle. And what I want to do is this week, I'm going to talk to you about five things that we're getting wrong when it comes to teens and screen time. And next week, I'll share five things that I think we're getting right. And we're doing awesome when it comes to teens and screen time. So make sure that you listen to today's episode and come back next week so you can get the second half. So the first thing I want to just throw out there is that screen time, it gets a bad rap. And I feel like a lot of parents have just adopted this narrative that screen time for teens is bad without really questioning that belief. And on top of that, most parents seem to think that screen time is bad for teens, it's bad for children. And I think most parents would admit that they also think it's bad for adults too. And yet, parents are increasingly guilty of spending more and more time on their screens. And I'll be honest with you, I sometimes am guilty of that too. And parents have told me that they believe screen time rots their teen's brain. In fact, just the other day, I saw an ad on Facebook. I actually went and found it. Oh, it just went away. Anyways, I found it so I could tell you more accurately. But that on Facebook, it showed this image of an egg being fried, similar to back in the day when they had this campaign that is, hey, this is your brain on drugs. But this ad, what it said is that this is what screen time is doing to your teen's brain. And it said something to the effect of, stop ruining your child's brain with screen time. When parents think about screen time, they automatically think of it with a negative bias. So I want to ask you, I'm going to ask you a question, and please try and answer before you have time to really think about it. Just out loud, say the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask you, is screen time bad? Now, if you're like most parents, you probably just answered yes. Well, the truth is, screen time isn't good or bad. It's what you and your teen make of it. It's neutral. It can be, and has been, used for really amazing good purposes. Like, screen time can be amazing. It can also be, and it has been used, for really disturbingly bad purposes. Now, answer these questions. Is screen time the villain in your life? And if yes, who's the victim in that story? If you're not careful, the victim might be you or your teen. And I'm just going to help you explore possible alternatives. So, aside from hopefully empowering you to see screen time as neutral, kind of having a little bit more power over screens, like they're at your mercy, instead of seeing yourself at the mercy of screens, or your teen like a slave to screens, where here we have screen time being the villain and your poor teen is the victim at the mercy of screen times. I also want to show you some of the things that I believe most parents get wrong when it comes to screen time. And it's not my goal, again, to tell you how to think. So please, feel free to disagree. I'm sharing my thoughts, my opinions, to hopefully help you form your own thoughts and your own opinions. And I'm not saying that I'm right and that you're wrong or that anyone else is wrong and I'm right. No, like, these are just some of the things that I think, and I understand that all thoughts are just made up thoughts, and these are my made up thoughts. So the number one thing that I think we're getting wrong when it comes to screen time is complete elimination. And this is, I'll be honest with you, this is one of the traps that I have fallen into from time to time. And I still fall into this trap where I get upset at my teens and I just want to completely eliminate screen time. And I want to share with you a real quick story. Several years ago, we had some friends that completely took away screens and electronics. They just took everything away from their teens. And they talked about how much it improved every aspect of their home. Their teens were better behaved. They were more obedient. They were willing to help with chores. Their home was this little slice of heaven after ditching electronics. And that sounds great, right? Wrong. Like, we tried it in our home and it was miserable. My teens hated it. My little kids hated it. My wife and I hated it. Plus, we felt super guilty when we would indulge in some screen time. And if you're like I used to be, or like tons of parents, you might be tempted to completely take away your teen's screen time because it's something that your neighbors have done, or a friend has done, or you saw this challenge online to detoxify your teen's brain by getting them off their screens. And a lot of parents want to do this because they see a lack of balance in their teen's life when it comes to screens. The problem is, you're fighting the problem being out of balance with the exact same problem of no balance. And this is similar to what I talked about earlier when I like to fight extremes with extremes. Like, we're going from the extreme of, like, there's no balance with your teen and screen time. They're just on their screen all the time. They're watching TV, playing video games. They're on their phone. And then we try and fight that with another extreme. No screen time, no phones, no video games, no TV, no nothing. And the problem is, we're just like a pendulum. We swing from one extreme to the other. And I'm not saying that complete elimination is never an option. I'm just saying it shouldn't be the only option or the go-to option. And you definitely shouldn't just do it because the neighbors did it and they had really good things to say about it. Okay, the second thing that I believe that we're getting wrong when it comes to when it comes to teens and their screen time is that it is the go-to punishment. And again, this is a trap that I have totally fallen into. And to be honest with you, I still fall into this trap from time to time. As I was writing the show notes for this episode, I had my 14-year-old and my 8-year-old. We're all at the church working on some basketball skills. And I'm sitting off to the side writing my show notes. And my teenager's kind of being a bum and just being so rude to the 8-year-old. So what did I do? Took away a screen. That was my go-to punishment. So I'm going to be honest with you. This is not something that I'm perfect at. It is definitely something that I am working on. And using your screens or your teen's screen time for punishment, it can be problematic. And there's a couple of things that I believe are problems with this. Number one, it's using one of your teen's values against them, which it's disempowering to you. It's disempowering to your teen. If you are one of the impact members, you know how much I feel building values-based relationships is just a secret cheat code when it comes to parenting. It can make your life so much easier. So if taking away one of their top values is your go-to punishment, that's going to make it harder to build values-based relationships. Another problem is that when you take away something that your teen values, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of teens overvalue their screens. They overvalue video games. They overvalue entertainment on TV. They overvalue their phones. If you take something away from someone, they will value that even more, which might lead to them having an extreme case where they overvalue screen time. And this is something where if we use screen time as a go-to punishment, we're using our teens' values against them, and we run the risk of kind of programming their subconscious mind that, oh no, screen time is very important. Like, you should work really hard in school just so you can have screen time. So another thing, when you have taking screen time away as your go-to punishment, you're only focusing on the punishment, which means that you're missing the opposite side of that coin, which is rewards. And I would also caution against using screen time as your go-to reward. Like, we don't want it to be the go-to reward. We don't want it to be the go-to punishment. This goes hand in hand with overvaluing. If screen time is the go-to reward or the go-to punishment, it could lead to your teen overvaluing screen time, where instead of getting your teen to overvalue screen time, we want to teach teens how to create a healthy relationship with screens. So instead, I would recommend that you use screen time as an opportunity for a conversation with your teen. And you can talk about, like, hey, what are some expectations that you think would be fair when it comes to screen time? What are some boundaries that you think would be appropriate? What are some consequences, both positive and negative, that we could attach to screen time to help you develop an appropriate relationship with screens? That way we're getting away from this go-to punishment or the go-to reward. Like, oh, hey, you got all straight A's. You know what? You can be on your phone for an extra 2 hours. What we're doing is we're empowering our teens to have a conversation so that they can build a healthy relationship with screen time. I hate to be the one to break this to you. Screen time, it was around when my dad was a kid. I remember he would talk about how his home was the first house on the block that had a color TV. And so all of his friends would come and they'd watch TV at my dad's house when he was a child. Well, then I was a teenager or preteen even, and I remember watching TV all the time. Like, screen time, it's been around for generations and it is not going away anytime soon. Okay, so the number three thing that we're getting wrong when it comes to screen time is the data is all fear-based. And I know this one's going to be a little bit controversial, maybe even unpopular. That's okay. Take it or leave it. I don't require that you think the same way that I do. But the data on screens is relatively new, and it is definitely skewed towards a fearful narrative. We only ever hear about the negative impact on screen time. We hear about kids that are depressed. We hear about kids that indulge in self-harm. And it's all tied to screen time. Now, I want to share a quick little story. When I was a principal, I went to a suicide prevention conference. And most of the presentations, I'll be honest with you, they had scary statistics. And they were talking about the correlation between teen suicide and screen time and social media. And it was alarming. And then I went to a breakout session with an expert on data and analytics. And he had kind of had enough. And he went off script and he just started telling us that statistically speaking, most kids are perfectly fine with, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was a lot of screen time. I was like, dang, they're perfectly okay with all of this screen time. And he went on talking about how the numbers suggesting that teens should have less than 1 to 2 hours of screen time are actually based on a small minority of teens who had a correlation with screen time and self-harm and or suicide. So what we're doing is we're looking at this small segment of the data, and I'm not an expert when it comes to data. So like, you might want to go check this out for yourself, go start to understand it. But what we're doing is we're looking at a small segment of the data where a small group of teenagers have a really negative impact in their lives from screen time and social media. And then we are making broad assumptions and broad standards for all teens when the majority of teens, especially teens that are mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, are able to handle way more screen. So rather than relying on data that is out of touch, and I'm sorry to say it, but it is very much fear-driven because that's what gets our attention. Look at the data from your own home. I can see a change in my teens and especially my younger kids. I can see a change in their behaviors, in their attitudes, when they have too much screen time, especially if it's too late at night or too early in the morning. Rather than making my decision on screen time based on scary data that's spouted off on some random podcast, and yes, I know I'm a random podcast too, I want to make decisions based on our unique needs in our home. So the number three thing that we're getting wrong when it comes to screen time is that we're making a lot of decisions based off of fear-based data, when you could just look at the data in your own home and realize, oh, hey, you know what? My kids, when they're on screens for this long, they do fine. I'm not going to fight this battle because they're okay. And you might notice, oh, you know what? It's when they're up too late. That's what the problem is. So we're going to create boundaries around screen time that it comes off at a certain time. Like, use the data from your own home rather than just overgeneralized fear-based data. Okay, number four. The number four thing that we're getting wrong when it comes to screens, and that is disempowering our teens. And by now, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I'm on a kick to empower teens. And one of the things that I have a problem with when it comes to screen time is that we are disempowering teens. And this is one of the things that parents are getting wrong when it comes to screen time, because they're taking over and they're not empowering their teen to figure out screen time. And this might look like taking their screen time away without even discussing it. It might be taking away like their phone without giving them a chance to come up with solutions. It might look like you dictating how they use their screen time without ever giving them a voice. And maybe it looks like shielding them from experiences or consequences of their poor choices. It might look like not giving them opportunities to learn in the safety of your own home how to come up with a balance that works for them when it comes to screen time. Recently, we had an issue in my home that involved screens, and loud and clear in my mind, I was like, oh, this is an opportunity to empower my teen. So here's an example of how I try to empower my teens when it comes to screen time. I let my teens sleep with their phones in their room. And I know that is a huge no-no for some parents. They're like, not for us. We will never do that. I'm okay with that. Like, I like that you and I, we can think differently. That's fine. But rather than controlling and limiting their screen time, like, this is what's worked for me. With my teens, we have set up expectations and consequences around completing certain real-life tasks or challenges or expectations. Now, both of my teens wake up early and they go to sporty things like weights, early morning basketball, practice, other things. I give my teens the responsibility of being off their phones at night so that they can get enough sleep to be able to get up in the morning and go do their sports stuff. Now, my teens have had to suffer the consequences of sleeping in and missing practice because they were up late on a screen and they were tired. Letting them suffer the consequences is empowering to them. Someday they're going to move out of my house and they're going to be at college. They're going to be a spouse. They're going to be on their own. And I want them to have plenty of reps under their belt of having responsible relationships with screen time. And so if I can help empower them now as a 14-year-old, as a 17-year-old, that will help empower them as a 25-year-old. So the number four thing that we're getting wrong, we are disempowering our teens when it comes to screen time. And just to give you another quick example, when one of my teens got in trouble, and it was very much related to things happening on a screen, I turned the conversation on to him. I was like, what do you think would be fair? What would you do if you were me? What are some fair consequences? What are some fair expectations? Those are all ways to empower your teen. And your teen might not be great at communicating with you. They might not be great at using the power that they have. And it might be because you've disempowered your teen. Start helping them get into the habit of using their power, expressing themselves. Okay, the number five thing that we're getting wrong as parents is that we are villainizing screens and we are victimizing our teens. And I've seen this a lot with parents and teens. The parents villainize screen time. They paint that as the problem, or screen time. That's this big, scary monster. And what that does is that actually positions your teen as the victim. And this is disempowering to your teen, and it perpetuates the victim mindset. Screens are not the villain here. Like, screens aren't even sentient beings. They can't think. We control the screens. They are not out to ruin your teen's life. They're not out to get your teen addicted. They're just screens, and they are here to serve a purpose, their purpose. Like, they're just here to serve whatever we tell them. Like, that's the job of the screen. And rather than being at the mercy of their screens, we need to teach our teens how to be the masters of their screens. We need to teach them how to make their own decisions when it comes to screen time, how to make their screens work for them instead of teaching our teens to work for their screens. And I'll give you an example of that. Every time we're like, if you don't get straight A's, I'm taking your phone away. We're teaching our teens to work for the screen. Oh, I'm going to work hard so I can get my phone back, so I can play video games, so I can do this. No, let's start teaching teens how to use their screens appropriately, how to get their screens to work for them. There's a lot of good that can be done in the world through screens. They can be checking on their friends. They could be coordinating. They could be coordinating service ideas. Teach your teens how to use screens, not how to work for screens. Okay, and then here's just a little bonus one. One of the things we're getting wrong is intentional herd mentality. Most humans like to be a part of the herd. The problem is this makes it really hard to think for yourself, and this is why I'm inviting you. Don't just embrace what I say. Don't just be, whatever Ben says goes. No, think for yourself. Don't simply adopt your neighbor's screen time policy because it's cool. Don't simply make a knee-jerk reaction based on scary statistics. Instead, learn to evaluate and think for yourself. Develop your own opinion, even if it's different from your neighbor's or from mine. Okay, to just quickly recap, the five things that we are getting wrong when it comes to screen time: number one, complete elimination. Number two, having screen time be the go-to punishment or reward. Number three, following fear-based data and letting that think for us. Number four, disempowering your teen when it comes to screen time. Number five, villainizing screens and victimizing your teen. And the special bonus one was just unintentionally getting into the herd mentality. All right, with that, next week, we will be talking about the five things that I believe that we're getting right when it comes to screen time. And you're going to want to hear that, because I guarantee you there are things on the list that we're going to talk about next week that you are totally doing in your home and you should be patting yourself on the back. Also, save the date, June 21st through 22nd, I will be hosting Impact Live. That is a live event for parents and teens that will actually be fun. It will feature laser tag, river rafting, Texas-style barbecue, team and relationship building activities. It's going to be so much fun. Your teen isn't even going to know that they're learning. You can go to benpewcoaching.com/IL24. That stands for Impact Live 2024. So go to benpewcoaching.com/IL24. If you are a member of Impact, you can get your tickets right now. You can save money. You get the early bird discount. You get a member discount, and you get early bird access. If you're not a member, just keep listening. Keep paying attention to those dates, because it's coming soon, and I will open it up to the general public soon. With that, I will see you next week. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz. and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.